Welcome. Well, you're at home with Jim and Joy, and you are an important part of our EWTN family. And we are so delighted that you've welcomed us into your home. You know, we would love to hear from you. So send us an email with any question or comment to jimandjoy@ewtn.com. Well, today we have a very special guest with us. His name is Matt Scalise. He is one of the first people to ever be employed here at EWTN. However, today Matt is the president and the CEO of the Fighting Cancer Network, and his goal is to help those battling cancer stay educated and informed in their fight against this disease. You can go to his website. It's called fightingcancernetwork.com. And we went there. It was absolutely wonderful and helpful. As a cancer survivor, I too would have loved to have all of that information at my beck and call, because when you get the cancer diagnosis, you get hit with a tsunami. And it took us days before I even came to, and I said to you, hey, what did they say? You know, they say you have a 40% chance of survival, blah, blah, blah. You have stage 3 colon cancer. Do you think you hear that when they say that? I didn't hear it.
Yeah.
You heard it, but you didn't hear it.
I remember saying to you, everybody faces the possibility of death any day, and that just popped up over your head.
Mm-hmm.
And you handled that time so incredibly well with your treatment and everything. And so many people out here today are just have got a diagnosis like that, or they've been battling it. Other people are helpers trying to help the person. What Matt's going to share is going to be very helpful for you if you have cancer, someone you know. He's going to share about this incredible app that he has now, and he's also developing it. And so he's an amazing guy, and I look forward to sharing with him. We're going to have to resist his just sharing his story about Mother Angelica and being here. Again, I think he was the first employee or pretty near that. He's known Mother Angelica since he's 3 years old. So we all want to hear about that and know about that. And he's back here and all the things that he's seen. He's just so it's amazing that he was part of that whole thing. And so he's been involved with taking the gospel to the whole world and helping Mother to do that. But then it gets down to my wife has cancer, and his wife had cancer. And she passed away as a result of cancer. So it gets so big, our ministries, and then it gets down to me and my wife and my family.
Mm-hmm.
You know what we're talking about out there. It's going to be a very special show. So stay with us. We'll be right back. Please don't go away.
Welcome back. Well, today we welcome Matt Scalise. He is one of the first people to ever be employed here at EWTN. However, today Matt is the president and the CEO of the Fighting Cancer Network, and his goal is to help those battling cancer stay educated and informed in their fight against this disease. Go to the website. It's called fightingcancernetwork.com. Well, Matt, we are so excited to have you. Before we talk about the Fighting Cancer Network, which is what we want to do, which is what you're really here for, we want to tell our family we're going to have Matt back. We'd love to have Matt back, just that he could tell you all the beautiful history that he has on these grounds. But Matt, first, quickly and briefly, and that's not fun to do, tell us about your life here with EWTN, but especially with Mother, a beloved son.
It's awfully hard to wrap up in a short time, but I will. I was introduced to Mother by my parents when I was a very young child. I got to spend part of my childhood helping Mother and her sisters decide where to build this monastery. Of course, I didn't know what I was doing, but we were planting St. Joseph medals in the ground in little spots all across Birmingham. And fast forward, I was graduating the University of Alabama with a degree in communication. I came by to visit Mother. And she asked if I would help her start her television ministry. I thought I would do an old lady a favor and come help her out. And that led to a 13-year stint here watching this place and building it with my own two hands. Some of the people I built it with are still here. We had a little reunion as I've walked through these halls, and it's a little overwhelming to see now what EWTN is to the world, because at the time, we were in this little corner of Irondale, Alabama, just trying to make TV work. And so Mother's Ministry has long outlived her, which is the sign of a successful ministry. And her words certainly echo through my life every single day. And I wouldn't be here, and my faith certainly wouldn't be what it is without my time with Mother.
Well, she used to say, we don't know what we're doing, but we're getting better at it, right?
That's exactly right.
Which is so true. I mean, who? Only God knew. But she was the one willing to say, here I am, Lord, let's do this, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So her greatest example, and I think you'll see it filter through to some of the things I have to say about cancer, is to abandon your own will, right? To be open to God's will, to empty yourself in whatever way you must to do the thing that's set before you. So Mother had a very satisfactory prayer life, right? She had devoted herself to prayer 24 hours a day. She would have been just fine, and I think anyone could get complacent in that, no matter how noble your mission is, but she was called to do television. She was called to preach the gospel to the masses. And so out of this little corner of the Bible Belt where Catholics were barely known, sprang up this worldwide global network. So that's about as deep as I should get in, because I'm a storyteller.
You won't get out.
Right.
But they are connected. EWTN, you're working with Mother, taking the gospel to the whole world, every inch of the world, it seems. But always, you know, people always said it was like Mother was speaking to just me, just one person. And then as time goes by, years go by, you get involved with other things. But it all comes down to a person again, especially with cancer, right?
Yes.
So it goes from all these people that we want to bring the gospel to, yet we want them to have that sense that God's just speaking to them. And then it gets reduced to that in your own life. And that begins the Fighting Cancer Network. Tell us the inspiration for that, what was happening that led to this.
Well, Jim, I thought you did such a beautiful job in the opening segment of sort of juxtaposing our vision for life and the things that we do in our lives. And then sometimes it gets boiled down to just you and your spouse, or just you. And life gets very real at that point. And so our three children were all adults, and the last one, the youngest one, had just gotten married in October of 2014. And over the Christmas holidays, my wife was complaining of a little back pain. By February, she was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. And from that day, she only lived another 25 days before it took her life. It was obviously a profound moment in my life, in the lives of our children. I'd love to tell you more about Ginger. She worked here also in the early days, but ultimately, I came to know the plight of cancer patients and their caregivers, usually their spouses, but who could be children and others who are taking care of cancer patients who have so many unanswered questions. Joy, you said that you had the cancer experience yourself, and I hate that for you. I know how brutal it can be, but you walk out of your diagnosis saying, what did they just say? And what does this mean in my life? You have so many unanswered questions. And so the inspiration came from a friend. Quite frankly, after my wife died, I worked for a couple of years in the satellite industry, and then I left my job. I had no job. I was searching for something meaningful and couldn't find something to do. A friend came to me who had an idea to create television programming to help cancer patients know more about their disease. And from that conversation came the idea of the Fighting Cancer Network. If I may,
yeah.
It's an app. So even though you've publicized our website, and we do have a website, the website will pretty much lead you just to download the app.
Right.
The app is in its pilot form right now, so we've only covered breast and prostate cancer so far. But the idea is, again, came from this. It is, use the power of television, the power of video, sight and sound and motion to teach people, to give them knowledge about their cancer, their disease, their treatment options, and so forth.
Yeah. I'm thinking about what Joy said about mother. We don't know what we're doing, but we're getting better at it. And it's the same thing with this, with cancer. Mm. And all of a sudden you hear these words and all this stuff, and you're saying, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not understanding. No, this person who has cancer, you know, I'm like her doctor. I'm trying to understand what's going on and what's happening, and I really don't understand. How am I going to inform myself? I'm not going to play doctor, but I want to know what's going on here. I want to have an idea of what we're facing here and what are the best practices of what we can do. I want to fight cancer as much as I can do that.
Yes, Jim. So the industry is hamstrung. The process here is that doctors' times are limited. They're only given so much time with you because there's a whole hallway full of other patients that need their attention. And no matter how good and compassionate your doctor or even their nurses are, no one has the time to educate you about your cancer and your treatment options. And so we've tried to become a resource, and we're using sort of, I think what differentiates us from the pamphlets that you'll get from recognized organizations. There are great, well-meaning organizations, American Cancer Society, MD Anderson, Mayo Clinic, the NCCN, they all published reams and reams of papers and booklets for you to read. But that's a difficult time in your life to start reading about cancer and learning.
Especially if you get treatments.
Especially if you have chemo brain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So videos allow you to be passive. You can sit back, watch them on your phone or your tablet, eventually your computer or your television, and be fed this information. You can watch it over and over and over again.
You had a beautiful one, the woman who was just talking about breast cancer and what you can do for yourself. And it was so informative and educational.
Yes.
And that's like you said, it's like, what did she say? Now let me go back and click her, you know? And it was wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
Actually, you just made a great point that I had left out, which is our videos aren't talking heads. They aren't just doctors. In fact, we have some doctors on the app, but our videos are intended to use, so when I say video is a powerful teaching tool, you and us, talking heads, that's a part of it. But imagery becomes important because you don't know. Your anxiety is created by what you don't know. So what are the diagnostics gonna be like? What's an MRI, what's a PET scan? What's the CT scan machine they're doing? What's the radiation gonna be like? What's the chemo gonna be like? So when we transition away from talking about it, and you're talking about Michelle Torres, hostess of all of our breast cancer content, she's a breast cancer survivor as well, so she understands it. And when she begins to talk about a treatment option, then we show you what's going on. If it's about surgery, then we use these exquisite 3D models to take you inside the body. If it's about chemo, we let you understand what the process is going to be like. If it's about radiation, same thing. We'll take you in the room so that when you go in for the first time, you've seen it. You at least understand the experience. And also, you're going to be faced, I don't know in your case, Joy, but sometimes your physician will say, here are your options. Which one do you want? Surgery, chemotherapy, radiation? And you're going to say, well, what do you recommend? Well, it depends on which physician you ask, right? A surgeon's going to say, well, I'm a surgeon for a reason. I believe that this is the way to best treat cancer. Some institutions will allow them all to come together as a team, but most Americans don't live in cities that have a giant medical institution. And so you're left trusting your physician. The more you understand what your physician is saying to you, the closer the bond you'll have with your doctor. Our intent is not to lead you away from what your doctor's telling you. It's to help you understand it so that when you walk in that room and meet with your doctor, you have intelligent questions, you understand their answers, You might even challenge, well, why are you doing it this way? Mm-hmm. I saw something on Fighting Cancer Network that way. And your doctor should have a perfect explanation for you. Mm-hmm. You have complicating factors. You're diabetic, or it's your age, or mm-hmm. whatever. This is why we're going a different direction. And now you can accept it. That's the point of Fighting Cancer Network, the app, is to provide a resource for you, give you the knowledge you need to navigate through your cancer journey.
And what the app will provide is also the glossary, because sometimes the terminology is so overwhelming, right? I mean, Jim really became my doctor's assistant. Even my oncologist said to Jim, are you a doctor?
I was in the room with Choi, and he entered into the room, and he said, are you a doctor? I said, yes, I'm her doctor. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm her husband. And right now, I know everything that she's been through and everything. You're getting caught up in what's happening from the surgery. And all. If you have some questions, I'll do the best I can. I'm not playing doctor, but I'm totally into what's happening to my wife.
The caregiver plays an incredibly important role in the process. Number one, because many times the patient is physically, just not able to communicate everything and represent themselves. But also, psychologically, mm-hmm. Your brain gets scrambled, and you need someone to be your advocate, and there's a lot of material to go through. Again, the point of the Fighting Cancer Network app is to simplify this information, mm-hmm. put it in terms that you can understand, do it in a visual way so you're not having to read a 120-page pamphlet on mm-hmm. it. You absorb this information, and then you're able to better communicate with your physician. But, that's why we say almost with equal emphasis that this app is for cancer patients and their caregivers, okay. because the caregiver plays a huge role.
Right.
Okay, so we downloaded the app, because you wanted to know about this, because I know too many people that have breast cancer, and you had something on prostate cancer as well, and I know you're going to grow this even more. Just share a little bit about downloading the app, the best ways to do that. Oh, you know what? We're going to take a break.
Okay.
Because this time is just flying by. We're going to hold you over for the final segment. We're speaking about the Fighting Cancer Network, fightingcancernetwork.com. Unfortunately, I know many of you are resonating with this because you're facing this. You can't believe your husband's facing it. Your child's facing it. But you're not alone. And Matt's gathering every resource to put at your disposal so that this wouldn't be so strange and create such anxiety within you. We're in this together. We'll be right back. There's plenty more to come. Don't go away. Continuing our conversation with Matt Scalise and the Fighting Cancer Network. It feels like the troops are rallying around people. I just want to go back really simply again about downloading the app, the various ways to download the app. Some people might be intimidated about downloading apps and kind of the features of the app.
Well, anyone with a smartphone can either go to the App Store or the Google Play Store and download the app. Now, it's important for me to say the app is only in its early phases right now, so there's only breast and prostate cancer, but we are in the process of raising the capital we need to add 8 more cancers, the 8 most prevalent cancers, which represent 80% of all of the 2 million cancer diagnoses in the country. So there'll be much more content coming, but for now, it's breast and prostate cancer. You can download the app by going to the App Store or by scanning the QR code that may have been on the screen earlier.
It's up now.
If you go to fightingcancernetwork.com, there's also the QR code there.
Right.
Just point your camera on your phone at the QR code and it will download it. If that's not something you're comfortable with, ask a friend or your children or your grandchildren to do it. There's a little bit of onboarding. We'll ask you a few questions.
Okay.
If they don't seem relevant, skip through them. And it will get you to the library of content. So the sort of centerpiece of our app is our video. It teaches you, it imparts the knowledge you need. We do them all in short form because We understand sort of the human attention span, so they're all 7 to 10 minutes long. And because you answered some preliminary questions, we begin to curate the videos for you that you need to see first.
So not everybody gets the same videos.
Right.
Tailor-made.
You kind of identified who this person is. Like in my case, I'm a helper trying to help this person, and then you have videos for those particular people.
Yes.
What are the categories of people?
So, well, there are 5 categories. They'll make sense. I'm a cancer patient. I'm a caregiver. I'm a friend or family member. I just want to know more about cancer, or I'm a healthcare professional. And depending on how you answer that question, there's another series of questions that comes after it. So why are those first 3 categories important? It's because of another feature built into the app called My Story. Inevitably, your cancer needs to be shared with friends and family, but it's difficult to communicate with them. Lots of texts and phone calls and emails with people who love you and want to keep up with you. If you include your friends and family, there's a method in there that allows you to invite your own circle of friends. Once they accept your invitation, they connect with you in a like a private social network. And now you can report to them, here's where I am in my cancer journey. They can send their prayers and well wishes to you. And no one else outside your circle knows. It's by invitation only.
I was doing that through my own methods while Joy was going through whatever.
Yes.
So I had to, you know, do that, get the group together, this is the latest stuff. But you're saying you have a mechanism right there where this could be done so much more rapidly with the inner circle that you desire to share with. That's great for help.
Which is so important because you don't want to tell that story again and again and again. But you need to tell it to your mother, you need to tell it to your husband, you need to tell it to your children. And it's like, and by the end of those conversations, you are exhausted.
Well, not only that, you know, Jim, when we opened the segment, said he feels like the troops are rallying around. The cancer fight is all about bringing the people who love you together. They make you stronger, right?
Yes.
And they help build your faith. Amen. We haven't even talked about the role that faith plays. We'll have to do that next time. But yes, having your army of family and friends around you becomes very important. And one last feature, you're having to explain about your cancer. That's grueling for you. You can simply send them a link and say, look, this is what's going on with me. Watch this video. And now you're not having to tell the same story 100 times.
Thank God we have you for tomorrow, because there's so much more to unpack here. There's so much assistance that is ready for you. You're an important part of this EWTN family. You're never alone. You're always at home with Jim and Joy. Bye now.